Preparation. Public emergency alerts. You may be alerted to an emergency by the sounding of the State of Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, HAEMA, outdoor warning sirens. When you hear the sirens, tune in to any local radio or television station for emergency information and instructions. Monitor your local news, radio, or online resources during an emergency to determine exactly which shelters will be open. Evacuation instructions may be issued over the Emergency Alert System, EAS, via television and radio. Public Safety Power Shutoff, PSPS Alerts. A Public Safety Power Shutoff, PSPS, is a process electric utilities use to deactivate power in high-risk conditions for safety purposes. A PSPS may be triggered in certain areas by extreme weather conditions, such as strong winds and low humidity, posing risks such as damage to power lines, airborne debris, impacting power infrastructure, and surrounding dry vegetation that could exacerbate wildfire hazards. We only take this step as a last line of defense to help protect communities and property during periods of heightened wildfire risk. Hawaiian Electric will send notifications to customers via SMS text, outbound voice messages, and email in the event of a PSPS. Please pay attention to notifications from Hawaiian Electric and its emergency partners. If you haven't already done so, please be sure your contact information on your electric account is up to date to ensure you receive these notifications. Special medical preparations. If you or someone in your care has a condition that requires special medication or life support systems, or if your medications require refrigeration, contact your medical provider on how to handle emergencies and power outages. Contact your island's Hawaiian Electric customer service office to inform them that an occupant at your residence is on life support. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, recommends throw away any refrigerated medication if the power has been out for a day or longer, unless the label on the medication directs otherwise. If medications have been at room temperature, but life depends on the refrigerated medication, use only until a new supply is available. Replace all refrigerated medications as soon as possible. Evacuees with health needs must either be capable of taking care of their own needs or be accompanied by a caregiver. Have a contingency plan set up with an equipment company or home health agency that includes a backup generator for life support systems. If a backup generator is not available, call 911 or your local hospital. Communication plan. Have your family's communication plan ready to help members of your household reconnect after an emergency. It should include information on the multiple ways you can contact one another in case communication networks are congested, unreliable, or unavailable. Remember to include information on any additional communication requirements for family members with disabilities, access, or functional needs. Note, in an emergency, use the power of social media to share information quickly. Post to X, Twitter, Facebook, or other social media accounts to communicate with your network that you are safe. Fill in your communication plan below. Personal information, name, mobile number, other number or social media name, email, important medical or other information, emergency family contact, name, mobile number, home number, email, address, out-of-state contact, name, mobile number, home number, email, address. Evacuation plan. Consider what actions you and your family will take if an emergency forces you to leave your home. Develop an evacuation plan with meeting places, evacuation routes, and safe shelter options for each specific disaster that could happen, and practice to prevent confusion during an emergency. Discuss how you will reconnect if you become separated and other communication methods are compromised. Remember to practice the following tips for a safe evacuation. Always follow the instructions of local officials. Be familiar with alternate routes and other means of transportation out of your area. Remember that your evacuation route may be on foot, depending on the type of disaster. Establish meeting places that are familiar and easy to find. If you have family pets, identify pet-friendly shelters or other accommodations. Fill in your evacuation plan below. Meeting places. Neighborhood meeting location. Notes. Out of neighborhood meeting location. Address. Notes. Home survival kit checklist. A home survival kit is essential during disasters or extended power outages that can leave you confined to your home. Portable radio, battery, hand crank or solar powered. Chemical light sticks or flashlights and lanterns. Cellular phone with backup charger. Extra batteries. Manual can opener and bottle opener. First aid kit and special medications, including actual prescription information. Have a minimum 14-day supply of any prescription medications and make sure to rotate medications frequently so they do not expire. 14-day supply of non-perishable foods needing little or no cooking. Baby food and formula, if applicable. 14-day supply of food and water for your pet or service animal, if applicable. Water. A minimum of 1 gallon per person per day for drinking, cooking, washing, and sanitation for at least 14 days. Personal hygiene. Sanitary supplies and diapers, if applicable. Matches or a lighter in a waterproof container. Butane, propane, or canned heat stove, and enough fuel for 14 days, or charcoal grill and charcoal. Note, never use a generator, grill, camp stove, or other gasoline, propane, or charcoal burning devices indoors or in any partially enclosed area. Locate unit away from doors, windows, and vents that could allow carbon monoxide to come indoors. Mosquito repellent. Whistle to signal for help. Extra cash in small bills. Disposable plates, utensils, hot and cold cups. Paper napkins or towels. Trash bags. Heavy-duty aluminum foil. Plastic resealable storage bags, basic tools, and duct tape. Evacuation kit checklist. In addition to your home survival kit, an evacuation kit should be prepared in case you need to leave your home. Sleeping bags or 2 blankets per person. 1 complete change of clothing, face covering, and sturdy shoes for each family member. Important papers and documents, e.g. insurance and mortgage papers, in a waterproof bag or on a USB flash drive.